Hello, Marvel Maniacs, and welcome to another episode of Guardians of the MCU. It feels really weird when it's not Tim saying that. It's not Tim, if you haven't figured that out yet. It is just John and Sheba. Today is April 18th. I'm not going to read all of the random chatter stuff because I'll screw it up. So, yeah. So, Sheba, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Can't complain. I wasn't here last week, so it feels a little weird that I'm missing. Anytime I miss one day, I'm like, oh, it feels weird. I missed it.
We didn't actually do last week because there were no news.
Oh, thank goodness, because I felt really bad.
No. Tim texted me and said, there's really no news, and I'm really tired. And I said, me too.
Yeah. So
we didn't do an episode.
That's good.
There's really nothing to talk about.
Oh, that's good, because I was like, not that it's good that there was nothing to talk about. I just was kind of sad. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm a little sad that I missed. Nope. It happens every time I miss an episode. I'm like, oh, I missed an episode.
So Tim is traveling this week. It may be a while before we see Tim, because we were talking about his travel schedule, and he's gone quite a bit. So don't know if we'll see Tim the next couple of weeks, but such is life. With work. He is in the great state of Utah this week.
Well, that sounds like fun. I've never been to Utah, so I don't know how else. I'm assuming it's fun.
I said, oh man, I would love to do some skiing if I were you. And he sent me his schedule for this week. It is jam packed. And I was like, you don't have time. And he's like, I do not have time. And he can't even extend for like a weekend because I think it's the next 2 weeks he's traveling somewhere.
Sorry, Tim.
Yeah, no, I can empathize. I've been there. I've done that. And I will be, I'm sure at some point in time in my life, back there again.
I teach, so I just, I don't get to travel unless I have to pay out of my own pocket.
Understandable.
Which is, it's fine. I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
There are things to complain about, but today's not the day to complain about that anyways.
Yep. So, on to our news. We're not going to have a lightning round. We've actually got two topics, which I think will take a bit of time to talk through. And the first is the Marvels trailer. And before we get into our reviews, there's been some buzz about the trailer, and a lot of people have a lot of feelings about the trailer. And I used air quote when I said people, because I think some of those people may be bots. Because I already saw that some analysis that some of them are bots. So before we kind of get into the bots and the trolls and the things with the trailers, let's just have a fan conversation about the trailer. And so, Sheba, we kind of talked a little bit ahead. We've got different feelings about this. I'm going to let you go first. And folks, we'll just say we're going to let Sheba go first with the positive review.
Right. Mine's also very biased because I just love Ms. Marvel and I'm just happy that she's in the MCU. But I also love that we get Monica Rambeau. We get, there's two people of color in a movie that aren't side characters, and that doesn't happen often. So beside everything, so I could be biased about being really excited about the trailer just because for part of that reason, we'll get to see, we'll get to see Monica Rambeau do her thing. We'll get to see Ms. Marvel do her thing and interact with each other. And I don't know, for little girls, older kids, who it doesn't matter. I'm an older adult, so I am just as excited as my niece is excited. my mom was excited about it. So my opinion is a little bit more biased than most. I'm just really happy that we get to have them on the big screen. I like watching one trailer and not knowing too much about it and then being able to see. And honestly, these days, I'm not getting any expectations. I'm not expecting the best or the worst. I'm just going to go see the movie for what it is. Because a lot of people, I find, with a lot of the other movies too, have expectations of what it's going to be based off of the trailer. And sometimes it doesn't meet that expectation. Quite a few of the Marvel movies lately that's been happening with a lot of people where they were like, oh, it's going to be this and we're going to find out this and this is going to be huge for the MCU. And then it doesn't end up doing that. And inevitably people get disappointed, among other things. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I'm just excited for what it's going to be bringing to the MCU, kind of seeing what else may happen. I'm not expecting anything huge because we're still at the beginning of where things are supposed to be. So it's kind of like the phase one of things, phase 1/phase 2. So we don't get the big bad of everything yet. But I'm just excited to see Monica Rambeau, Captain Marvel, and Ms. Marvel interact together, kind of figure out how to be a team together. And yeah, I know some of my friends were like, we don't like the new suit. I'm like, honestly, I like the old suit better too. But because mostly the old suit had all of the family history, it was in Pakistan, everything like that. And it was so tied to her culture. And I really loved that. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the new suit, but also I haven't seen the movie. So I don't know how she gets the suit, what the thing is behind it. So I'm just going to wait to see and find out and then make judgments afterwards. So yeah, those are my thoughts.
So I watched it. I didn't like it. I then said, all right, I want to do a little bit more research. So I went back and watched all of the teaser trailers for all of the Marvel movies since Endgame. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm gonna pull them up. I'm gonna watch them mm-hmm. and see what I thought. And so I did. Mm-hmm. And my conclusion was, the Marvels was just a bad teaser trailer. And it had nothing to do with, I can't really say that. It didn't necessarily have anything to do with the characters. And here's what I didn't like about it. Mm-hmm. It had some humor. But mm-hmm. it didn't, for me, produce any drama.
Right.
There was no villain introduced for me to hate or to fear. And I look back at Love and Thunder. And as much as I didn't see Love and Thunder until it came out on Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. At least they introduced a villain.
Right.
Ant-Man introduced a villain. Other movie, Guardians didn't introduce a villain, but man, it pulled at the heartstrings of, is someone going to die? It had drama. It made us want to care about the characters. Mm-hmm. In this one, I was like, it's a kind of bad buddy cop that we don't know anything that's going to happen. So we had that. And then just as a fan, I was like, so their powers are intertwined? What? Like, Captain Marvel got hers from the Space Stone. Mm-hmm. Monica got hers through magic, maybe sort of kind of the Mind Stone. Ms. Marvel, we don't really know. Maybe it's Kree. Maybe it's other technology, but it doesn't have.
It was part of her DNA, and then
part of her DNA doesn't really have to do with an Infinity Stone, and so they're intertwined. What?
See, yeah.
So the whole plot point that was like, oh, this is why they're all together, And the hijinks ensue because when one of them uses their power, they flip and something happens. And these things, and I'm like, what? I saw all the movies and all the shows and I don't get it. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how this works.
See, I just saw it as this is how they got together, but the whole point of them, there's something else. I mean, I think I just watched it and went, cool, we're not going to get the information of how they got to, like, I didn't think it was that they were going to be together because of that, just because their powers are combined. I thought that's how they got, they met that way, but there's something bigger going on. We just don't know about it yet.
Maybe.
But again,
I gotta say, I mean, for just as a, like a movie, like if this weren't Marvel, I would mm-hmm. never have paid attention to it.
Right.
Two, it being Marvel, and I was like, I don't get this at all. And then I gotta say, and they've been plagued with it, and because it was one of the first scenes we saw, mm-hmm. the CGI of Monica on, let's call it a moon, mm-hmm. looked like it was filmed in my parents' garage. I mean, it literally looked like someone hung up a black sheet and threw some sand on the ground mm-hmm. and had some like 80s costumes people. I mean, they've been critiqued for their CGI, and I get that they clean stuff up between trailers and movies, but I saw that and I was like, oh my God, I think with a 1980s camcorder, I could have done better.
See, I guess I get that the movie's coming out in November. So they could have just done like a even simpler teaser like they did with Guardians.
Yeah.
Guardians was like a very simple teaser, but this was more of like a legit trailer. And I was like, it's so far in advance. We could have gotten this in like, I don't know, like July, August, maybe September. No, yeah, July, August, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like getting this could have just been like a teaser where we just get like, oh, here's one person, here's one person. You just, they come together and then that's it. And there's like Marvels and that's it. But this was like almost like a legit trailer. And it's weird because Marvel usually does do teasers first, legit teasers where you really mm-hmm. don't know what's going on. And then you get an actual trailer much closer to the date of the movie, or like a little mm-hmm. bit more like further down the line. This was, I thought, was a little too soon. When people are like, it's coming out, I'm like, already?
Yeah, and that's
soon? I was excited, but I was like, that's a little soon, no? And I'm like, okay.
And I think a teaser with some of it would have been better, mm-hmm. but with how long it was.
Yeah.
And I like a trailer that makes me want to care about the movie, the characters, makes me want to see it. This one was like, I honestly left it being saying, I don't know what this movie is about.
I wonder if they like just threw it together quickly because something happened. Somebody was like, oh, we might get leaked. So just, well, because I know we didn't get, I think Guardians, we didn't get for a while.
No, we didn't.
Like it wasn't like, this is like what? So it's April, May, mm-hmm. June, July, August, September, October. And we're 7 months before.
Yeah.
Like this is like, was a proper trailer. And it was like, maybe they just were, it looks like it was just thrown together maybe. Whereas most of the teasers we get are very like, just clips, like small mm-hmm. little snippets. And it's maybe a minute, not even. And then they're like, here you go. And you have no idea what's going on. You're like, what's going to happen? And then you'll get a proper trailer a few months later.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. And maybe that was the reason why it was just like thrown together real quick.
Maybe. I mean, I want to give. I've said in Feige, I trust. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that with a little shrug and a little twinge these days. And I mean, this one is hard, and this kind of starts to segue into some of the negative feedback it's kind of had, and because this one to a degree is harder. So you have Captain Marvel, who yes had her own movie, And we've talked about the trolls who, you know, kind of came out against her, you know, with that and that. And we saw her for some flashes in Endgame. Mm-hmm. And a post credits for Shang-Chi, and that's it. Monica, a supporting character in WandaVision, so folks missed WandaVision. They didn't see her, and they maybe don't know who she is. Yeah. And then Ms. Marvel, yes, had her own Disney Plus show. It is unfortunately, you know, kind of towards the bottom on viewership for that. So maybe a lot of people didn't see it. So you have a movie with a lot of characters that maybe not well known. To me, that's a fault on Disney. They may not be known to the MCU audience. They are well known to the comics. They are phenomenal characters. Mm-hmm. And I don't think this trailer, I don't think Disney did them justice in this trailer. And that's kind of part of my critique too, of I haven't seen the movie. I got to imagine there's a little bit more than you can have Ms. Marvel constantly yelling, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Or whatever it is, it's on the equivalent of that, where it's like you made her look like a fangirly little girl and not someone who came. That was not the character I saw at the end of Ms. Marvel.
Right. And like, it's hard not to take it, at least for me. I don't know, there's quite a few people who are within the you know, the community who are like, it's hard not to take it personally, not just because of this trailer, but just even the amount of merch that we get for Ms. Marvel is so little.
Yep.
There are things that, you know, we'll get, but not, I think if you go on to the Disney store, there's some Ms. Marvel stuff, but a lot of the stuff has gone. It's no longer there. And maybe they'll release more merch because of the movie. Hopefully they will, but you don't see a lot of the merch. When I went to an expo in Canada and Toronto here, I walked around asking or seeing if anybody had any Ms. Marvel art or fan art. There was none. There was nobody doing anything. Most of them were like, oh, we haven't seen it, but people were doing Moon Knight or there were and things that had come out, like that had probably had just as much time between the convention and the show. And they were all like, no, we don't have it, or oh, there's not a demand for it, so we're gonna see how it goes. But yet they were doing a whole bunch of other characters that may or may not have demand. So it's hard not to take it personally, because you're like, this is a character that means so much to me, to my community, and you don't get to see a lot of it. And then anytime they criticize the show, even just the trailer, it feels kind of like people are just purposely like, we don't want this, it's not for us, so we're just gonna not to say that you're doing that, I'm just saying
other people. No, and I that's why I actually went back and watched all the other trailers, because I will be the first to say the Marvels is probably not a movie for me, and that's fine.
I support that
because honestly, every movie shouldn't be for a middle-aged white man. Shouldn't be. Said it. So it's like, okay, but I kind of want to go back and knowing that. I never saw Love and Thunder in the theater. I ended up watching it on a plane. I wasn't excited about Quantumania. And so I just wanted to see like, hey, let me do some like confirmation, you know, bias on some of this stuff. And so I completely get where it's a movie where anyone is really looking forward to it. And there's the negative reviews. And I certainly think there are a lot of people that are posting negative, disliking it, everything else, because of kind of what you said at the top. It is a movie with three female heroes. It is a movie with two female heroes of color, one of whom is also Muslim. it is a recipe for a lot of people to create some backlash too. And I don't think that's at all justified. And that's those are some big systemic problems in our country and in our world, which not the podcast to touch on.
Right.
So I definitely think those are unfair. And that's why a part of my critique with it was, and Tim and I mean, he wasn't on this today, but if you guys haven't figured out, Tim and I text each other pretty much all day, every day, on literally every day. And so we were texting about this. And he was like, well, you don't know what we're going to get in other trailers or in the movie in and of itself. And I said, you're absolutely right. But it was the, I loved one of my favorite scenes in all of Marvel was Thor summoning Stormbreaker and it whirling past Captain Marvel's head. And she didn't flinch, and she looked at him like, I don't give an F who you are.
Right.
And he was like, I like this one.
Yeah.
Because she is a bad, I'm trying not to make Tim edit this one again. Monica, I didn't see enough of to kind of give really an assessment of. I thought she was okay.
Right.
I didn't go in liking Ms. Marvel. The show grew on me. And as I kind of said, the character we had that grew into her powers was not necessarily who we saw in this trailer. And I will preface this by saying, if all of a sudden I was transported into a spacesuit and floating through space, I would probably not be saying, oh my gosh, or God, or whatever she was saying. It would be much more expletive laced. likewise, if all of a sudden I found myself transported on an alien ship. So I do get that those are some honest reactions to someone being in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But again, with everything else in them, it kind of threw me. I definitely chuckled when Nick Fury showed up at her house and she's like, did I pass the test? I actually did find that funny. I was like, that's, you know, something Peter Parker would have done. That is something that any teenager who loves the Avengers would have done.
Yeah.
So I did like some elements of the humor, but overall, again, cut it in half, make it a true teaser. I think it would have been better.
Well, and that's the thing is at this stage, at this point, it should have been like a legit teaser. As much as I'm super excited to see the Marvels and want to see more, it should have been like, it was way, when people were like, yeah, it's coming out tomorrow. I'm like, that's exciting. But also, isn't that way ahead of schedule? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not coming out till November. If it was coming out a little early, like a little bit in like September or the fall or something, I'd be like, yeah, okay, maybe that's about enough time. But November is a while away. Yeah. So I was a little surprised when they were like, yeah, we're releasing a trailer. And I'm like, already? Or they said teaser, but. We didn't get a teaser. We got a full-out trailer.
Yeah.
Most of the time, the teasers are literally just maybe a minute. You see snippets of things. You see, like, you know, here's, like, Ms. Marvel. Oh, Monica Rambeau. Oh, here's Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
And you don't really know what's happening. You don't know the story. You don't know anything. You just see glimpses of things. And they're, like, the Marvels, and then that's it.
And
that would have been really cool if we'd gotten just that. I think, I still think people would have hated on it regardless because
they would have and that I agree with you, they would have hated on it regardless. I can only hope the small army of cats that we saw walking down the steps at one point are as an army of Flurkins.
I hope so too. I assume they were.
I assume they were too, and I think that will make me chuckle. But I do think you're right. I mean, it could have been 10 seconds, it could have been 2.5 minutes, and you would have had people hating on it. And again, those just go to some societal issues.
Yep.
Country and worldwide. One of the questions I wanted to ask you both as a fan and also as a woman. And I'm not trying to be controversial with this, but it ties kind of to my topic as I was assessing movies and their sequels.
Yeah.
So this is the only sequel in MCU history where it wasn't the character's name number two, and then maybe another tagline. I mean, this is not Captain Marvel 2, the Marvels. Right. This is simply the Marvels.
Yeah.
They have not done this to Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, Black Panther. They did add the Wasp to Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it. I recognized when they changed the name, I was like, okay. And I didn't think too much of it till I started mm-hmm. looking at all the other movie titles.
Yeah.
And honestly, it kind of pissed me off of like, why did she lose her kind of title? Why is this not Captain Marvel 2?
Yeah.
Colon the Marvels. It struck me as a bit of a slap in the face
right.
to both Captain Marvel and honestly to Brie Larson.
Right. Yeah. And I know I know people hated on Captain Marvel. It wasn't one of my favorite ones, and not because of Brie Larson. I thought she was fine in it. I just thought mm-hmm. that the writing wasn't as good as it could have been. And honestly, it probably should have come out before, but that's besides the point. But it wasn't one of my favorites. I love Captain Marvel. I have a cosplay for Captain Marvel and everything.
Yeah.
It just, the way that the movie had come out, there were things that I really loved about it. And there were things that I was like, oh, that could have been worked on. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't one of my favorite ones, but it wasn't because of Brie Larson. I thought she did a fine job.
I did enjoy that movie. I mean, our dog, at least one of them is named based on that movie.
Right.
And it resonated enough with my daughter that she that is the reason.
Yeah, and that's what I loved the most about that was that even though it wasn't one of my favorites, I loved mm-hmm. that it was so that she was doing her own thing and you know, it was Captain Marvel being powerful and awesome. And the amount of hate that she got on it, I was like,
mm-hmm.
what? Like, it wasn't, like, it wasn't, like, why are you hating on poor Brie Larson? A lot of people would just be like, she's too powerful. I'm like, I know. That's why I was like, I don't understand.
But I don't understand why Disney/Marvel did this.
Right.
And I get that this is an ensemble cast, but it is... no more of an ensemble cast to me than Captain America, Winter Soldier, or specifically Captain America, Civil War.
Yeah, Civil War had so many characters, but it was still titled Captain America.
Yeah, and I don't, I mean, Captain America, Civil War was Avengers 2.5,
right?
However it fit in.
Yeah.
So to me, once kind of realizing that, I was like, that's, to me, it was very kind of BS. Right.
It's almost
I don't think it's going to help the movie.
Yeah, it's almost like they're trying to appease the people that didn't like the original Captain Marvel. And again, like you said, it didn't really occur to me. I was just like, woohoo, we got Miss Marvel. This is exciting.
Yeah.
Monica Rambeau, woohoo. But you're right. It could have been called Captain Marvel 2, the Marvels, or Captain Marvel and the Marvels, or something like
that.
Whatever. Just
something along those lines. But them taking the Captain Marvel out.
Yeah.
Again, it didn't strike me literally until today, but I was like, I don't think they would have done that to any of the other marquee characters because they haven't done it.
Yeah. No, exactly. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't. Something feels off about it,
mm-hmm.
and that's. I think that's what worries me a lot is that these people that are complaining, it's almost like they're like, we're going to complain and we're going to get these characters that we don't really like that much that we can't relate to.
Mm-hmm.
We want them removed, or we want them scrubbed out, or we want mm-hmm. them kind of put on the back burner, And it almost feels like, and that's why it feels personal, is because it's almost as though the trolls are hoping that that's what will happen. And when things like that do occur, it kind of feels like, oh, maybe they're winning. Maybe they're right. Mm-hmm. If there's not enough merch, it feels like it's adding on to that. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of hurtful because it's like I've gone years from childhood mm-hmm. to now watching shows where I wasn't even in, there was not a person of color, or if they were they were in the background, or I still related to, there's so many characters that I related to, even mm-hmm. though I was not in the room at all, even though people that look like me weren't anywhere there. The closest person would be, I'd be like, oh, that person has brown skin, I have brown skin. Cool, that I would always relate to, I would find that character and relate to them just because they sort of looked like me. Mm-hmm. So anytime it happens where we do get a space and people start complaining about it, it's like, it just always feels unfair. And I know that's not the whole reason. And you can have a movie that is flawed, mm-hmm. regardless of who's in it, but it just feels that people are extra critical of movies. Like we've had years and years and years where, let's be honest, a lot of white folks have been the front and center. They've had mm-hmm. good movies, they've had bad movies, they've had generations to, you know, to figure out good, bad movies. Mm-hmm. We're the one or two that we get, or the few that we get, are so harshly, it feels, maybe it's not, mm-hmm. it's not what's happening, but to me it always feels like they're more harshly judged, but we only get so few of them that it always kind of feels unfair. Mm-hmm. Because we're like, then maybe it's just me, maybe it's just a me thing, maybe I'm overly sensitive about it, I don't know, but it always feels that way to me whenever people start complaining about it. And again, you can have a bad movie, I get that, but it just feels that we're not allowed to have even one bad movie, mm-hmm. that it has to be great, or you can't get it at all. Like, you get one shot, that's it.
So that's a good segue in kind of our second topic. And I kind of went, we've loosely talked about this before, and I went down a rabbit hole today because I was concerned kind of, Sheba, about what you were saying, mm-hmm. and how are people going to judge this movie? And when people judge a movie, a lot of the time there's the Rotten Tomatoes score, but it's also the box office. Mm-hmm. So I did some number crunching. And so I kind of looked at how do sequels do in the MCU. And I looked first at between phase 3 and phase 4 and 5. Mm-hmm. And really pre-COVID and mm-hmm. post-COVID.
Right.
And I didn't just look at numbers. I looked at percentages mm-hmm. For it. And then I looked across the board. So between phase 3 and phase 4 and 5, when looking at sequels, so we're looking at Doctor Strange, Spider-Man, Thor, Black Panther, and Ant-Man. And I left, and we'll touch on Guardians and Captain Marvel because they're coming out. Right. So just looking at those sequels, mm-hmm. the difference between, and I did opening week, not weekend. Right. Why? Because I looked at weeks across the board, and then I didn't want to go back and just look at weekends.
Right.
But so opening week, the sequels did, and this one was kind of surprising, 91% better than their movies. And I'm going to say that with an asterisk.
Right.
Because we're including Spider-Man movies within that. And Spider-Man Far From Home, their opening week was 92 million and change. Right. Spider-Man No Way Home was 385 million. And change. So that's a 317% difference.
Right.
And actually, Spider-Man Far From Home was the only Marvel movie that went up in its second week.
Right.
So I'm going to kind of discount that one. So I say without the Spidey without the Spidey factor,
right.
Between phase three and phase four, there's a 34% increase. So still, I'd actually very noticeable bump up.
Right. Yeah.
Across all phases, it's a 52% between movies and their sequels.
Right.
And again, this is on average. And again, I say that with an asterisk when you factor in the Spider-Man movies, right. They are all over the place. You take Spider-Man out of the equation, it's 38%. Right. So again, just non-Spidey, 34 to 38, pretty consistent.
Right.
So using that as a forecast, that means Guardians of the MCU 3 opening
You mean Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, yes, Guardians of the Galaxy. We don't have our own movie franchise yet.
Yep.
They're still really working on casting Tim. It's hard.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But anyway, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, that would mean its first week, it would need to gross $245.5 million. That's higher than Doctor Strange numbers.
Right.
If you look, and again, that's the minimum, just looking at 3 to 4, not even across the board. Mm-hmm. Looking at the Marvels, you're looking at essentially $245 million. So well above Doctor Strange numbers, not getting to Spider-Man, but looking at that phase 4-5 that we have, leading the pack, you've got Spider-Man No Way Home at 385, basically 386, Doctor Strange 2 at 231, and Wakanda Forever at 221, essentially, and folks, I'm rounding up. So both of those movies needing to surpass those.
Right.
Folks, I still haven't bought my Guardians tickets yet. Mm-hmm. Mostly because I'm still looking for my damn Fandango gift card. I think I said several episodes ago that I wasn't concerned because the theater I like to go see at the time I want to go see had one ticket sold when we recorded that. I actually went and looked today because I was like, oh man, I really need to get those tickets.
Yeah.
There are now 6 tickets sold in the theater I want to go see.
Yeah.
I can still sit in my preference, which is center of the theater, the second tier back. So like really prime center, center row, center of the theater for that complete immersive experience. I can get those seats as well as the row in front of me, behind me, and anywhere around me.
Right.
And we're 2 weeks out. Yeah. I don't think Guardians 3 is going to hit those numbers. I don't think, at least from, we've got a while, maybe the Marvels gets that buzz and kind of gets there. Mm-hmm. The other thing that, and again, Guardians is a little bit of a misnomer.
Right.
The one movie that kind of between two or between 3 and 4 and 5 mm-hmm. that kind of shifted was Black Panther.
Right.
The original Black Panther opened at basically 292 mm-hmm. for the first week. Right. Wakanda Forever was essentially 221. So it was down 24%.
Right.
It's actually the only Marvel movie that's the sequel's gone down.
But that's what's also interesting mm-hmm. too, because again, it was another movie with mm-hmm. where people were assuming that a woman was going to be Black Panther. Mm-hmm.
Yep, and I find that's interesting. you have that, you've got COVID, you've got the
lawsuit. Right, sure.
You have a number of factors. And so that's actually, Sheba, kind of what you just said was my fear of, will they say, and I'm not concerned about Guardians, are they going to say, if the Marvels goes down, it's only the second movie ever, does that show it's just not viable? Right. So I did run the Marvels at a decrease similar to Wakanda Forever. Mm-hmm. That drops it down to about $149 million for opening weekend.
Right.
A downtick. Better than Ant-Man 3, The Eternals, Shang-Chi, Black Widow, Ant-Man 2, puts it right on par with Thor Ragnarok, beats Doctor Strange, and I can keep going. So, a downtick, but a still incredibly solid, and I'm just using MCU numbers, an incredibly solid movie among the MCU. So that's my fear is, and again, folks, I'm saying this is someone who saw the trailer and was like, I don't know if I'm going to go see this. Yeah. But at the same time, I've got a vested interest. I love the MCU. I want to kind of defend it. Even if it goes down, and goes down on par of 24-25%, it is still an incredibly successful movie. Right. And traditionally, I was actually surprised most sequels went up. I always figured most sequels went down in numbers. That was actually my bias going in, is I was actually like, oh, that really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
So what I want to say is, even if the box office numbers go down, it is not indicative on the MCU. It is not indicative on any of the actors in that movie. It is not indicative of female superheroes or superheroes of color. It's also just honestly a trend that more or less box office numbers are going down. The ones that really had huge increases, and I look at the numbers that had huge ones of Spider-Man and Doctor Strange, because of what they introduced to Marvel, the multiverse. We knew we were getting the other Spider-Men in Spider-Man No Way Home. Well, we didn't know it. There's enough rumors, and the first week numbers would have kind of confirmed that increase of, you know, kind of seeing that. And so you got Thor, Love and Thunder, you know, riding on Ragnarok and the success it had. You get Ant-Man, where everyone knows they're introducing Kang. Not really, because we already saw Kang. So again, a kind of logical increase, you know, within that. I'm hoping with the Marvels we get, and I've seen rumors of how Ms. Marvel's bangles and Shang-Chi's rings and everything else maybe tie back to Kang, maybe tie back throughout. We don't know yet. But even if those numbers go down, it's not, Marvel hasn't jumped the shark. Marvel, it's not going downhill yet. It's not that, it's also not that uncommon, and it is okay, and it's still a really freaking successful movie.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. It just feels that way. And it, I guess, because a lot of the people are making, the people that are on social media or making the most noise are usually people that are not wanting those movies to be there in the first place. So you're is that what's going to happen? Like, I'm hoping that Kevin Feige is not going to, you know, won't succumb to that kind of thing, but you never know. It's Hollywood. It's, it's media. They go where the money is. So,
and that's the negative story sells the negative reviews. You know that. I mean, look at most of our news; they tend to be negative. So, that those may be some of the loudest voices. But you know, again, looking at, you know, some of the review scores, looking at, you know, kind of box office numbers, as well as, I mean, I think we're still waiting to see how the Marvels plays out across the rest of the phases.
Right.
You know, kind of going forward. I mean, some of the rumors and speculation I saw makes it pretty integral. Some of it makes it where it's kind of questionable. We don't know yet. This could, the Marvels could end up being more important than Quantumania. We don't know. And that's kind of why I did the exercise again with the numbers, because I was like, as much as I'm not excited to see the movie, I really want it to succeed. Why? Because I want all of the Marvel movies to succeed, because that means I get more. So even if I don't like this one, I like the other ones coming. And so I need, as a fan, I need to root for this one just as hard to get the other ones out there. Because, hey, the Marvels fail. Guardians 3 fails. Something else fails. I maybe don't get the X-Men. I maybe don't get, as a fan, I maybe I don't get some of the other things, because they say, the market's not there. We got to cut back. And so I maybe miss out on things. So there's, that's kind of my point to anyone who's a fan of just the superhero movies, whether it be Marvel, DC, any of the other ones, don't root against them.
Right.
Don't.
Yeah.
Because you're only shooting yourself in the foot. You may not get what you want today, but you may get it tomorrow. And by tomorrow, I mean like 2 to 3 years, five, 10 years, who knows? But if you don't root for all of them as a genre, you're just celebrate the entire genre being successful. And you know, you're probably eventually going to get something that resonates a little bit with you. And you don't have to love every movie.
Exactly.
You don't have to pay, you don't have to go to every movie, but don't write negative reviews. Don't slam it. Don't do any of those things, because it doesn't, you know, it's not helping anyone.
Yeah.
And really, you know, if that's the negativity, you, if you get something off by being negative on a review and that makes you feel better, I guess cool to you, but like, I look at you, you know, and I'm like, I just want, I'm not excited to go see Guardians either. I generally have enjoyed the movies. I will eventually, when I find my Fandango gift cards, or if I don't, you know, I'll get tickets. Apparently I don't have to rush. You know, I will go see it. I will go see, you know, the Marvels, because there'll be enough in it that I'll still enjoy. And I'm not saying, folks, you need to go see either one, both, but if you're a fan of the genre, just be a fan, accept that not everything is going to be for you. And as Sheba said, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, Sheba, but you kind of, as you said, you went for years, most of your life, not seeing movies with characters that resonated for you. They were full of mostly white men, and yet you still loved and embraced it. And because now there are movies that the characters, the people resonate, you know, with you. I will say, Sheba, in the Marvel's trailer, they looked like they had some dance, whether it's Pakistani or whatever.
Yeah,
some type of Bollywood thing. I saw that, my heart got so happy for you.
Oh, I know.
I said, like, I don't understand what they're doing there, but I'm going to guess Sheba saw that and was so happy. And that made me, and I just, I was happy for you because I was like, I don't know what's happening here, but I know she was happy.
Yeah, I was, I legit was the same kind of feeling I had when I watched Eternals and they had the trailer, like they had the Bollywood scene there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I mean, it wasn't let's be honest, Kumail Nanjiani, he's not a Bollywood dancer or anything like that. So it wasn't even his best dancing, but I was still excited. I was like, look, part of, and Bollywood's not part of like Muslim culture, but it is part of South Asian culture.
Absolutely.
So I was so excited. I was like, oh my gosh, I got a little bit of my culture in this. So yeah, I was super excited about that. And like, I agree with you entirely with the whole, like, there's some movies that that we've talked about on this show where you and Tim are like, oh, we liked it. And I was like, it was fine. Yeah. I didn't love it. I'm like, does it mean that I hate on it? Like, do I hate on it when I watch it? No, it's not one of my favorites. I will rewatch it when I'm doing a marathon. I'll rewatch it. I know that, you know, it works with the greater MCU, but there's some of them that aren't my favorites, and it's going to be different than other people's. Some Absolutely. People will, mine will line up with exactly, sometimes it won't. And that's okay. You can have movies that are not your favorite, but, and I like a lot of people use this expression now, don't yuck my, yuck your yum kind of thing, yep. Which means that
my wife uses it all the time.
There you go. So yeah, just if somebody likes something, let them enjoy it. It's not your responsibility to hate on other people's, you know, they're yum. You just, if you don't like it, you can say, hey, this wasn't for me. I didn't appreciate it. I didn't like it. And that's an opinion. You can just, like you stated, the reason why you didn't like the trailer. It's your opinion. I have a different opinion, and that's okay. That's how the world works. But if we're going to go, hey, it's an awful movie and you should not like it because I don't like it, that's where the problem is.
Oh, and that comes just beyond movies.
And so
many other issues. And I mean, again, it's entertainment. Nobody's putting...
Exactly.
You know, nobody's forcing anyone to watch a movie. And just because you don't like a movie or two... Marvel's no different than a studio. It's like saying, I didn't like one movie by Paramount.
Right,
so
I'm
no longer watching Paramount movies.
Right.
Again, to each their own, and you could possibly do that. But again, this is entertainment. It's supposed to be an escape. It's supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
And it is one of, to a degree, one of those last bastions where you can just go in, suspend disbelief, and enjoy yourself. And that's why I really, I don't think anyone's done one in a while. We used to have all these, you know, change.org petitions. Tim loved it when we talked about those for people kind of crying out on things. Maybe they still are. We just said, you screw it. We're not talking about them anymore.
Right.
But I mean, again, like it's entertainment.
Right.
Just, enjoy it. And if, you know, a movie or two or a show or a character's, you know, not for you, cool. Yep. And just, but, you know, enjoy that it's for someone else. And enjoy that it's probably for someone else that you know.
Right, exactly.
And now I'm feeling like I'm really on my soapbox. So I'm going to kind of step off of it. So all of a sudden I'm like, well, now I'm kind of preaching to folks. And folks are like, all right, Stuart, we get it. Shut up. I'm going to kind of leave it. I think we've definitely talked, you know, kind of about these. We're not going to do a lightning round on the news, folks, mostly because, I didn't really find anything, you know, too lightning roundy to kind of talk about. And the only other topic I found about was also a deep one. So we're just going to leave it. Go watch the trailer. Go buy your tickets for Guardians 3 if you haven't already, if you want to see it. And at least, as far as I know, Sheba and I will be back next week. I don't have any travel. Yep. Sheba's pointed out that as a teacher, she doesn't have any travel.
Yeah.
Who knows if we get Timothy?
Ramadan and Eid will be over, so I can go back to regular hours of operation as opposed to 4 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah. I'm sure you will greatly appreciate that more than I will.
Right. Exactly.
So folks, until next week, we will see you then.